Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. 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 You better tune in, IamRappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, hosted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please. Wigga please. This is the
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
All right. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I'm in here with the 2015, most likely 2016 podcast co-host of the year. Goes by the name of G. Moody.
Yes.
Obviously, you know that the last name rhymes with duty. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, award-winning champion sound system podcast. If you never listened to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, we are the only non-fact-checking podcast in the world. Anybody who says they are, they bit our style. They bit our stees.
Uh-huh.
Let's get into it, Monetti. I mean, the homecoming is happening in a matter of hours. Apparently, people are lined up. They created some sort of tent city outside of Irving Plaza, waiting to get into the show already, days and days before, fighting the cold weather of New York City. For those of you who don't know it, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast will be rocking live December 10th, Saturday, December 10th, 3 p.m. in Moneymaking, Manhattan. Tickets are still available at www.iamrappaporttour.com. Me and Danny Aiello are having an Aiello off. It's going to be a thing of beauty. Other freaks, Greeks, and New York City lunatics will be in the building. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a friendly show. And it's going to be a homecoming of sorts. Speaking of homecomings, Mr. Moody.
Yes.
You were at a birthday party you were telling me about.
Oh, yes, man. I went to my man, Master Ace, his 50th birthday party. It was in in the Village. It was awesome. It was good old-fashioned boom-bap music. Hip-hop icons, royalty came out. You know, Melly Mel, Grandmaster Caz, Lord Finesse, you know, Big Daddy Kane, Kooji Rap. It was a who's who of real spitters, real rhymers. You know, it was good hip-hop. It was fresh. And happy birthday to my man, Master Ace, man. It was a good thing, man. His wife, his kid, everybody was, his daughter, it was cool, man.
And you grew up with Master Ace?
Yes. Yes. Brownsville, Howard Houses. Cool dude, man. Class act, man. That's all, you know. No one has a bad thing to say about my man.
Unfortunately, I don't even know. I think this just came in when we started doing the podcast. You remember the horrible video? The Walter Scott killing,
yeah.
Down south. The jury's unable to reach a decision.
Oh.
I don't understand how the jury is unable to reach a decision in this case.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. I said it. If you go back on the episode, I said, based on the history, they will convolute this and this guy will go free. And so
a guy's running away.
Yep.
Let's just say he had an altercation with the cop. If you're running away, how are you in danger? The
right.
cop said he was in danger. Maybe when you were wrestling with him, you could have been in danger.
Right.
He said he was stronger than him, and I felt danger. Okay, let's give him that. Let's give him that, because that's not on video. What is on video is him, when it looks to the video, 20, 30 feet away from him with his back turned running.
Yeah.
How are you still in danger at that point?
And what is the jury, what are they seeing? They watched the video, but these are 11 white jurors, right? And I don't, yo, man, if they're deadlocked on that.
I don't understand.
What the fuck? Like, you know he's getting off. They're not sending that cop to prison.
I don't understand it.
So what has to happen? It's not about cameras then. It's not about cameras. Right? It's HD video.
Right.
So it's not about cameras. It's just injustice. It's always been this way. This is not unusual. It's sad to say that, but it's not unusual.
Terrible, man. Terrible. I'm going to jump right into this. See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I hate, you know, we have to discuss these real things. They're so upsetting. And man, I hate the segue, man. Because it's like once you start with that, it's just like, how do you keep going?
Right.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick 15 to 20 second funk break, and then we're going to be right back with a sick fuck of the week that'll cheer you up. Rapport Stereo Podcast. I think I'm gonna have a guy who's definitely gonna be in contention also at the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast live show December 10th. We're doing the sickest fuck of 2016. Mm. And the gentleman I'm about to talk about is definitely gonna be, he's gotta be top five. Because he's a double winner. Okay, he's a double fucking winner.
Oh.
Or you might say a double loser. But, I mean, we're talking about one of the sickest of the sick fucks ever.
Wow.
Okay? But before I get to him, I want to let you know that the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast has a 24/7 channel on TuneIn Radio, TuneIn. You could get it for free. It's an app. If you love the NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, the games are on TuneIn for free. Whether you love WBGO or WBLS in New York City, Soul 106 in Chicago, or literally hundreds of other stations, you can get them for free. There's podcasts, there's audiobooks, there's so many different sports. No more excuses, people. Download the TuneIn app. Like I said, we have the pleasure and pain 24/7. All I Am Rapport, everything. But beyond that, there's every kind of music, every kind of station all over the world, literally. All sorts of news stations, NPR, classical music, jazz, funk, whatever you want. It's all on TuneIn, and it's for free. All right, Moody, I'm going to throw this at you.
Let's go.
Okay, because all loaves matter. Okay? And fortunately, this guy didn't have his way. But a male prostitute in New York, and once again, a sick fuck is an award that is earned, not given. We don't make light of these crazy things.
You should start.
And the more and more we do sick fucks, the more and more when we find footage of them, they actually do look like sick fucks.
Yes.
This guy was with a man. His name is Jerry Pagan. Looks totally fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Was arrested and confessed that he inflicted a grisly knife wound after an argument over the older man unpaid debt, yada, yada. I'm not making light of the death. And he castrated him. And then before he was caught, the person who did this, Jerry Pagan, said that he wanted to eat the man's penis. All loafs matter.
Damn.
So killing him wasn't enough. Cutting his loaf off was not enough.
With a razor blade.
He wanted to eat this other gentleman's dick. Now, I don't understand this. This is something we've talked about over and over and over and over on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. All loafs matter. It continues to go on. It continues to happen where other men, other women are going after people's genitalia.
Yeah.
And then not only cutting it off, sometimes cooking it, sometimes eating it,
sometimes just
hiding it. It's bad enough. Like, give the guy a shot. Like, if you cut it off, at least let him find it.
Yeah, no doubt. We said that. We've been the leaders in the loaf movement. We've been the leaders with that, man. After these cats getting their loaves cut off and all that, man, that makes you cringe.
We're the front runners. There's boots on the ground. All loafs matter.
Yes.
We have boots on the ground out here protesting about this shit.
Word.
Yo, did you hear about Matt Barnes in New York City? Hopefully he's not guilty, and hopefully he didn't do something that got him in trouble.
Right.
But Matt Barnes, who is a Sacramento King, he's one of the baddest light-skinned dudes you're ever going to come across. You don't want no problem with him. Something happened in New York City when the Kings were in town playing the Knicks. Luckily, the Knicks beat them, as they should. Any formidable team should beat the Sacramento Kings all the time.
Yeah.
Especially at home.
Yep.
But something happened after Boogie Cousins, and I gotta be right. Matt Barnes, I love you, but Boogie Cousins shouldn't be like his what is it called? The guy that he's like, his mentor not be Matt Barnes, because Matt Barnes is about that life. Boogie Cousins is a great player, but he thinks he's unfulfilled talent.
Right.
Okay. So now something happened with these two guys. There was a fight, and both of them are being accused of cracking some dudes' asses, and then, women were hurt. I don't know what happened, okay? But hopefully, this guy will be found innocent. Because I fuck with Matt Barnes, hung out with him. I know he's a family dude. The funny thing about the game is, if to remind you, Matt Barnes fought an ex-teammate of his, Derek Fisher, while he was the coach of the Knicks, former coach of the Knicks, Derek Fisher, because Derek Fisher, has posted pictures of Matt Barnes' ex-wife and his kids. So Matt Barnes, here's to show proof that you don't want no problems with him. He drove 90 miles to kick Derek Fisher's ass. But the Knicks crowd, who I will always go down as saying is the best crowd in all of sports, they were chanting at the game, Derek Fisher, Derek Fisher, so I thought that was funny. And they weren't doing that to incite Matt Barnes. They were doing it to shit on Derek Fisher because the Knicks fans obviously were disappointed with Derek Fisher. this is another thing we've been on the front lines talking about. Other teachers, it's like every fucking week, there's either somebody fucking a dog or teachers going after kids. And it's 99.9% of the time, it's women going after young men.
I like that.
I know you do, because you never had any stuff with teachers growing up. You were never solicited by a teacher.
No.
Correct, Moody?
No. I can't understand how it's so prevalent now.
Me neither, man. And you know what, G? Sorry to cut you off. As many schools as I was in, ladies and gentlemen, I switched school from the third grade to the 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For reasons that we don't need to get into here.
Right.
As many teachers as I came across, not one of them ever laid eyes on me
right.
in any kind of way like that.
I would have loved that.
Oh. Especially like in the the junior senior year when you're like you're actually like getting it popping.
Yeah.
I would have never complained. No one would have ever found out. But a Plano, Texas teacher was arrested and charged with sexual assault. Her and her student hooked up on Snapchat.
Snapchat is a motherfucker, boy.
Why do you say that, Mr. Moody?
Yo, that just interrupts your life all day, just beeping, all kind of foolishness. Yo, regulate that Snapchat, man.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's not just Snapchat. It's all social media, and I'm gonna keep it funky. I mean, I'm all fucked up over social media. Got me all fucked up.
Yeah, you like a crackhead on that shit, man.
Yeah, you're not so good either, though, Moody.
Nah, I put it down, B. I put it
down.
Yeah,
you're kind of fucked up yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I blame you.
Yeah. Let me get back to business here. So this woman was arrested. They had sex on a park bench. Outside in public.
Damn.
After you know, sexting with each other. And, you know, so this woman, a teacher, she's cute, too. I'm going to keep it real. She's, like, you know how they have those mug shots of, like, yo, this is a pretty chick, but with a mug shot?
She's dope.
This chick, like, she looks a little tired in the picture, like, physically tired. But, like, you'd be like, yo, you'd be happy to have a dance in the park with her.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's crazy. But check this out. This isn't even, like, we try to just do, like, one sick fuck of the week, and then we try to do the racist of the week, and now, like, we have to, like, add, like, some sort of segment for these people.
Mm.
A teacher, okay, another teacher was jailed for sexual assault, all kinds of offenses. The 37-year-old teacher on a school trip.
I heard this.
On a flight. Gave multiple blowjobs to the student on the plane. Not just one time on the plane. More than one time. Like to two to three. When they say multiple, they were on a trip going to South Africa. So it was a long ass flight. And she just couldn't get enough of that young cream. So this is just like, this is like some sort of a... This is like a rapid, rampant thing here.
I like this. Now, what you said... was right, because I checked this out, but it was, to me, this was the greatest class trip of all time. Money,
yeah, break it down more.
It was a long 10-hour flight from South Africa. This 37-year-old girl, teacher,
yes,
Jill the Thrill, waited until the pilot darkened the cabin.
Mm.
Then she slithers to the 15-year-old teen's seat and chokes his chicken three times.
Mm.
And then gives him three mic checks on top of that.
Yo, choked his chicken. Oh, this is why you're the sole proprietor of 2015 podcast co-host of the year, Jill the Thrill.
Yes. Yo, this was an extraordinary flight.
Oh.
She was, this is the greatest class trip of all time. This is a class trip, and money's coming back on a plane, and the teacher, yo, now she got jailed for 2 years.
No.
So this teen better have her commissary full.
Good point.
Because she blessed you.
Yes,
now
that's
you better
a good point.
Bless her.
That's a very good point. Moody, did you see me on ESPN today with my Gringo Mandingo t-shirt?
Yeah, I saw you, man. That shirt was crisp.
Mmm. The Gringo Mandingo soft-ass t-shirt is fantastic. all Buttersoft I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are fantastic. Okay? And anybody could get one. We have the new Derek Jeter number 2 stick, man. Listen, my people up in Boston that listen to the show, don't be a hater. You might hate the Yankees, but you got to respect the man.
Yeah,
true stick man. Districtlines.com/IAmRapport. The promo code is Butter. B-U-T-T-E-R. Okay? Or IAmRapportShop.com. Butter soft I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. And now we have the hard body karate t-shirt for the ladies. I'm wearing my Gringo Mandingo t-shirt right now, and I'm wearing it with fucking pride.
Mm.
Yo, so I'm going to get into most of this on the Fantasy Football Follies, but I buried, I fucking ruined Gary Delabonte.
Mm, again?
A.K.A. Baba Booey. A.K.A. Mama fucking Monkey in Fantasy Football. I destroyed him. There was monkey blood running up and down 6th Avenue. Luckily, the sanitation department got wind of it and they cleaned it up because they don't want to. You don't want to scare kids and commuters the next morning. I slayed the monkey. Ding dong, the monkey's dead. The monkey's dead. The monkey's dead. Ding dong, the monkey's dead. just to let you know that, and I have the week off in Howard Stern Fantasy Football. If anybody wants to dance with the dingo, I'm letting you know I'm taking on all comers. I have no fantasy football obligations this week. I'm on a fucking bye. So anybody who wants a head-to-head, no Bruno, dance in the monkey cage, please come. Okay? Please come. You know where to find me. Okay? I'm easy to find. Go to DraftKings.com/IAmRapport. I'm taking on all comers this week. And no Bruno.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
What else is popping, Monetti?
You know, we talk about, you know, all Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, and a bunch of Kaepernick doing all his shit with the, you know, the kneeling. There's one person that is not where they need to be. There's one person we're leaving out, Rap, who we call her Mrs. Black. Rachel Dolezal.
Where is Mrs. Black?
Where's Mrs. Black? It's all about Black Lives Matter. I would expect to see Rachel Dolezal at the forefront of this.
Can anyone get a 10-100 on Rachel Dolezal?
Did she do all that just so she could do hair?
A good fucking point, man.
Just so she could get a salon. Now she's nowhere to be seen. Black men are getting executed in the streets. Where is she?
Good fucking point. Where can we get a 10-100 on Rachel Dolezal?
Right. This is... We need you.
That's coming from Monetti. You know, since we're going in the racial shit.
Yeah.
On the segment, which we unfortunately, I don't think we're gonna be not talking about for the next 4 years. Now, I don't blame necessarily Trump for this. You can't blame Donald Trump specifically for this. He didn't do this, but it all goes back to that word that you use so eloquently. When we talked about Trump and the concern is that he brought out a sentiment.
Yeah.
And everybody's been hearing about, you know, the shit that's been going on. People are getting, you know, interracial couple, which I'm a part of.
Mm-hmm.
A home was trashed with swastikas and white power slogans painted on it.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
And again, you can't blame this directly on Trump, but this is the sentiment. You know, right. He won, and this is the sentiment that he was playing into to get nominated.
Yes, the Southern strategy.
But again, you can't say that's Donald Trump's fault specifically. Am I correct in saying that?
No, I don't want to say anything. No, it is his fault. You're creating an atmosphere of this. By the campaign, you cannot disassociate yourself from it now. You created that firestorm.
You're right.
It's him.
You're fucking right. I tried to be fair because, you know, I know like people's personal feelings. I'm trying to be fair and unbiased. But you're right. It is because the sentiment was brought out and it's irresponsible.
It's almost like inciting riot in a way. Yep.
But it's not riot, but you're inciting this kind of thing. It's like, you know, it's like you're alluring these kinds of people. So in New York the other day, a young girl, 18-year-old girl, was chased and threatened and pushed around in the fucking subways in New York City.
Damn.
They were screaming Donald Trump, talking about she's a terrorist, you know, and then these guys, these two drunk guys, you know, like they tried to take off her hijab, and this is on the East Side subway, and nobody did shit. Now I know when these kinds of incidents actually happen in your face, they're scary. But listen, people, you have to be responsible. This is a woman. Getting pushed around and shoved and threatened, an 18-year-old girl, beautiful young girl, on the subways, and nobody did anything. A Baruch College student, you know, screaming, "Get out of here! Get out of the country! You don't belong here!"
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what it's all about, man. Here's what it is: they want all their white shit back. They're doing a Black Santa in the Mall of America, right?
Right.
They doing that. Now's not the time for that shit, you know? Trump won election. He won the election. So now the sentiment is us against them. It's Trump. We want all our white shit back. So all that Black Santa, yo, you're gonna get this motherfucker killed in that mall, man. Yo, it's the you see what's happening, and this is all over the country. So they feel like, yo, our guy is in. Fuck all that left shit, that liberal, all that. We don't want to see none of these motherfuckers. They just started tolerating us.
You're right.
Right?
And it's...
It's sad.
It's upsetting, man. It's fucking upsetting, man.
That's there. That's there to be tapped into. And he did that. And it's like our white identity. So when they see all that Black Santas and all that shit on TV...
Oh, they don't want no Black
Santas. Oh, they don't want no parts of that. And Donald Trump said, me either. Fuck these motherfuckers.
Right. It's scary, man. Yo, it's fucking scary, man.
Fuck that, man. You know, this is going to end, man, soon. It's just like these guys are in an uproar. They're happy. They feel that their country was taken over. Black president. You know, Black family in the White House, they feel like, yo, fuck this. This is our shit. And this is what's going to happen right now. But it's not going to be forever, man.
Yeah. Yo, I want to give a shout out to the reporter from The Rap, WRAP, not Rappaport, who gave the podcast love. And not because you gave the podcast love, but you gave the podcast love for something that I think is really, I was proud of the podcast. We said we're not calling these quote unquote alt-right and nationalists. We're not calling them that.
You heard, where?
We said the terms that we were going to start using. So I wanted to give that guy a shout out. I can't remember his name. You know, we don't fact check at the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. And I'll get your name soon enough. But that was a good look, and I really appreciate that you quoted us, not for the podcast in all seriousness, but to put that word out there.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, to put that word out there, like, yeah, and funny enough, after we said we weren't calling these fucks, they're gentrified, yuppified, rebranded names, because that's what it is. They're rebranding themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of just calling like the fucking the scumbags that you are, you're trying to rebrand yourself. We're not calling you by your rebranding. Now the New York Times saying they're not going to call them by name either. But I feel like we set the trend here once again.
Right.
At the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Yo, you know who I ran into on the street today?
Who?
The Star Maker.
Who the hell is that?
Motherfucking Ray to the J.
Oh, Ray J. Hell yeah.
Yo, I want to. Yo, he said he's come on the podcast. I fucks with Ray J.
Yeah.
Cool dude, nice dude, young dude, and I, you know, took a little selfie with him, gave a little, you know, give a little love, and you know, told him I love his work, and we're gonna get him on it. So he was a cool dude. I met his lawyer, his manager. You know, I ran into him in the on the streets in Los Angeles. I'm gonna tell you something.
Yo.
It's holiday season. Check home security off your to-do list. Protect your home with my friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Now is the perfect time. Simply Safe is having the biggest holiday sale ever. Right now, you can take a whopping $200 off Simply Safe's special holiday security package. This award-winning alarm system has everything you need to protect your home, an arsenal of 17 security sensors to secure each door and window in your house, and there's a panic button. God forbid you ever have to use it. You will be prepared, and you will be safe with Simply Safe. Usually, this alarm system costs $600. Right now, it's just $400. This is the biggest deal Simply Safe has ever done. I have this home security system in my apartment in New York, aka the Gloom Tomb in Manhattan. There's no long-term contract, no installation costs, and no hidden fees. Check it out. Get $200 off at Simply Safe, SimpliSafeMike.com. That's SimpliSafeMike.com for $200 off your home security system. Do this now. Sleep like a baby.
You know, you talk really fast, so you didn't let me get my sick fuck in, man. You
talk. Oh, sorry. Sorry, G.
So.
Sorry. I apologize. Listen, I have no problem cueing the sick fuck of the week music.
Yes.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog?
Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did what? No. No.
No.
Oh, man, this is crazy. A perverted senior citizen broke into a woman's home, opened the refrigerator, opened the orange juice, skeeted in the orange juice.
Oh.
And shakes it up and returns it to the fridge and, gingerly walks out.
What is? Why are people doing this? Now, when you say skeeted, you mean
ejaculated into the Tropicana?
Okay, because some people don't know when you say skeeted.
Skeet is a term that we use.
Yes. And where did this happen, my friend?
I didn't write the. I don't know. Elderly.
We don't fact check.
Ohio.
Why start now?
Ohio.
We haven't fact checked all episode. Or since the beginning of the beginning.
Ohio, it happened.
Okay, thank you. Going back to one more thing. Did you hear this guy, Fran Tarkington, who I used to love? Fran Tarkington, the former quarterback. I believe he's NFL Hall of Fame. This dumb fuck.
What'd he say?
I mean, talk about a famous white person with no lips. He actually has a lower lip.
Right.
He's a famous white person with only one lip. He's got a nice lower lip, but no upper lip. I don't know what happened there. I'd either have two missing lips
mm-hmm.
or two lips. He has one lip.
Right.
He said Trump boycotters are stupid because but nobody boycotted Obama because he's black.
Oh, man.
You gotta take a pause there and figure out how fucking dumb this guy
yeah.
is. He said the reason why nobody boycotted, he said Trump's protesters are stupid, but nobody boycotted Obama because he's black. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right, right.
Like, that's some double talking, sideways talking shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, these CTE, these motherfuckers got CTE. He's been banging his head for 30 years. I don't take nothing these guys say. Think about what he was playing football for 20 years, banging his fucking head. You think he's fucking normal?
Right. Good point. So why are we getting right? Right. Okay. So that he didn't. Well, I don't know if that was like a good comment or a bad comment, but I know it was fucking dumb as shit.
Right. Exactly. Yo, you know, Madonna. Madonna is. When I look at Madonna, I see somebody trying to hold on. Right. So I was like. She's like Muhammad Ali fighting in 1981. You know, you see him, you feel so bad for him, right?
Oh, wait, I got to stop you in your tracks, Moody. Great fucking analogy.
Yes.
Great analogy.
You felt bad for him. Now she got a fake ass, and it's one of the asses that it's not tight. It's like near her, the back of her fucking knees, and it's flopping around. It's like Muhammad in 1981.
Right. It's like Muhammad when he was fighting Larry Holmes and shit.
And Trevor Burbick. Yeah, like
you knew he shouldn't have been fighting. You knew he was going to get hurt. And you knew he had no business out there.
Right, and that's her. She's kissing people. It's like a clown show now on stage.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Moody. You're right, and you're fantastic. That's fantastic analogy.
And also, I forgot to tell you, man, I think we need to make a PSA for dogs, man. You know, no means no. I caved in. I forgot to tell you. I caved in, and I got a dog.
You did?
A little dog, right? And I took him to Van Cortlandt Park for a walk, and another dog sprinted at my little dog and just mounted him and fucked him. Fuck my dog up, man. She wasn't the
right
same.
Right in front of you, and you didn't even know what to do. You're a new dog owner. I think you're actually making that up.
I ran away from her. It was that
you
aggressive.
You didn't want to keep a dog who had been tainted?
No, we need a PSA. He just came and took it. No.
Shit.
No means no.
Yeah, that's not even funny, man. You know, you witnessed your dog getting sexually assaulted.
Yeah, but they do that. That's what I've seen out there on the dog runs. It's just
they just take ass. Yeah. And if you're not prepared, like you as the dog owner, well, now as a former dog owner,
I've never been a dog owner, so it's traumatizing for me to see that.
Right, and you don't know how to handle that. You don't know how to break that up. It's not like a normal situation. Like, you're not prepared for that.
And this was a big dog. That's why I ran away.
Oh, poor guy. I'm sorry you witnessed that, my friend.
Yo, dogs are not for me, man. I'm sorry.
So you were one and done with the dog.
I took him back.
Yeah, I got you. Your boy Trump, you know, he hired this fucking guy, Ben Carson, to do the housing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of this guy thinks this is like a monopoly. Like it's a game here.
Yeah, he's hiring a doctor for housing.
And the housing and urban development. He's like,
I'll get the black guy to do the urban shit.
Right. I'll placate them. And I give them one of their own, and everything will be happy. Yeah. Everybody will be happy. I was going to get a Latin guy in there, but why? You know, I know Ben. He's fucking nuts. He's batshit crazy. Yeah. I'll hire him. Everybody will be happy. Everybody's going to be happy. Everything's going to be nice.
Rubio is going to be for the Hispanic caucus. It's going to be all stereotypes in their positions.
Right.
In the administration. Ben Carson, right. Of course, the black guy for urban shit.
Crazy. What else you got for me, Monetti?
Oh, man. I got nothing for you, man. I got nothing for you, bro.
Thank you, man.
Oh yes, I do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, because I got something for you, too.
I saw in the Post, New York Post was beaming about a little girl's priceless reaction after she blew some deer's brains out while she was hunting with her father. And the New York Post was, look at her little priceless reaction. It's so cute. By blowing a deer's brains out.
Right.
This is what they say. Oh, how cute. And then her reaction to doing that. And the father's like, she's so... What that animal did to you?
Nothing. Nothing.
And you're not eating, you're not shooting it for
food. The father's proud of it, right?
Yeah, he's proud. It's in the paper. And you're not shooting it for survival. It's just for what? This is crazy. It's
ridiculous.
This is nuts. A hunter. You a sucker, man.
Yo... We talked about the Oakland Raiders staying in Oakland and how I'm really behind that. And you know, when we went the other day, me, Jordan, Winter, and Miles Davis of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, producer extraordinaires, we drove down to San Diego to watch the San Diego Chargers play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
Okay. And I could tell you right now why they're leaving San Diego. Their stadium is a shitbox.
Damn.
It is a fucking shitbox. And I'm not talking shit about San Diego, and I'm not talking shit about their fans. Their fans are passionate. They're into the game. They love football. But when you're driving down there on the 5 freeway, you know, if you're going to like Yankee Stadium or Madison Square Garden or any other arena, it'll say Madison Square Garden, next 3 exits, or like anywhere appropriate. Like they'll be like LAX, the next 3 exits.
Right.
On the freeway going towards the stadium, it says shitbox, next 3 exits.
That bad.
And then when you get real close, it goes on the right. It goes shitbox on the right. Like right there. Like they have the players' jerseys, Junior Seau, Dan Fouts, all the great players who have played for San Diego. Their jerseys, God is my witness. They're not hanging from the rafters. They're zip tied to the fucking to the seats. To the banisters with zip ties that you get from and they do it in yellow, like as if that matters. Like, oh, we're going to use, you know, Charger yellow. They have Junior Seau's jersey, Dan Fouts jersey, zip tied to the side of the arena. There's the food is ridiculous in there. It sucks.
Damn.
It's beat down. They don't have any, like, you know, they barely have a highlight board, you know, like the replay board. It feels like you're at a game from 1986, so I understand why the Chargers are going to leave. And it's a shame because, like I said, those fans love their football. They are passionate. We met some really good people down there. It's a military town. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, you know, say hello to all the people we met. But what a dump hole.
Damn.
I mean, what a shitbox they're playing. A professional football team. The players and the fans walk through the same tunnel. What is this shit,
man? What is that?
Yeah, it's not cool, man. So we had a good time down there, and it was a great game. And my fantasy football players performed magnificently right before my very eyes. But, man, that's not an NFL-worthy team arena. That arena is just you can't even call it arena. It's a dump box.
Right.
They won't even make a parking lot out of it. Like, you know how they knock these places down and turn them into parking? Like, people won't even want to park in that place.
Wow.
It's a shithole.
Wow. Shit, man.
What else, Monetti? You got anything else for me?
I got something else, bro.
Okay.
I got a good judge. A Topeka man, Kansas, who answered a Craigslist ad to donate some jizz so two women could have a baby together, is not legally the child's father and isn't required to provide financial support. The judge has ruled. They try to okey-doke him and say, oh, now you got to pay child support. See, they did the old bullshit, and the judge who's of sound mind and body did the right thing. I like that judge.
Salute that judge.
Word.
What else is popping, Monetti?
I want to say one last thing. This NFL and this the penalizing the dances and they have effectively legislated blackness out of the league. Who celebrates the most in the end zone? Does Danny Woodhead celebrate? No, all the black players do it. It's okay. It ain't hurting nobody's feelings. These are grown men. Why they can't twerk or nothing like that and have a good time? It's a fucking game.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
You're right.
The legislating the blackness out of it. Oh, hand the ball. Yo, it's hard to score. It's hard to get in there. Motherfuckers is happy. Fuck these guys, man.
It's a good point. That's a good point. Did you see your guy Odell Beckham cheering for his opponent's touchdown?
Oh, man, yeah. See, this is that new shit.
He cheering when Antonio Brown scores. He's cheering for him. They're playing against each other. I never even seen, like, little kids don't even do that shit. Even, like, naturally, like, little kids, I'm not cheering for, like, they just don't do that.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hey.
And then he's got the nerve to complain about the refs. I'm complaining about you, Duke. You are wilding, man.
Yo, Aiello, this guy, if Aiello was the coach and he turned around and seen Odell clapping for the other guy, what would Aiello say?
I don't know. He'd probably be upset, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing, you dumb, fruity motherfucker?
That's not your fucking team. You're clapping for him. I'll shave that purple fucking streak out of your fucking hair if I see that again. You crazy cocksucker. Now give me 50 fucking push-ups.
He'd probably say something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
All right, Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is proudly sponsored by Casper Mattress. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. You can try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. You could get a king-size Casper mattress for just $950.
Yep.
Get $50 towards any mattress by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Moody, you sleep on Casper sheets. You sleep with Casper pillows. Explain what your experience is like, please.
Yo, the sheets are like velvet. The pillow keeps my head and spine in alignment. And I have no more back problems due to Casper mattress.
Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport. I love this product. I love the mattress. I love the sheets. And my dog, Wheezy, now loves the Casper dog bed.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, Monetti, yo, what can I say? I'm pumped. People that are outside Irving Plaza now, you know, be out there peacefully. Get some sleep, get some rest. We'll be there doing the show Saturday, December 10th at 3 p.m. It's going to be a fantastic show. The first annual Aiello Off with the great Danny Aiello.
Yep.
The freaks, lunatics, and fans from New York City are going to be there. There's still tickets available, www.iamrapaporttour.com. Me and G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty. We're giving out the sick fuck of the year for 2016. What more can I say? Moody, what kind of beat do you want to get out on? These are all G. Moody beats. We call them Moody beats.
Oh, give me some of those good old woodwinds. That woodwind funk.
Yes.
Blaring horns.